Another interview with Ellen White. On Thursday, December 15, Mr. Fockhead, accompanied by his wife, had another interview with Mrs. White. A number of pages of new matter were read to the two of them, and it was all accepted. "I wish you to know," he told Mrs. White, "how I look upon this matter. I regard myself as greatly honored of the Lord. He has seen fit to mention me, and I am not discouraged, but encouraged. I shall follow out the light given me of the Lord." The battle was not entirely won with the sending in of the resignations. His lodge friends refused to release him, so he had to serve out his terms of office, another 9 months. Most determined efforts were put forth to hold him to their society, but he had taken a firm position and stood by it. At times his church associates trembled for him. Ellen White wrote encouraging letters in support of his stand. He was victorious at last. With the expiration of his term as officer of several of the lodges, the complete victory was won, and Mr. Fockhead was able, on September 18, 1893, to write to Ellen White and her son. "Dear Brother and Sister White, it gives me much pleasure to tell you that my term of office as Master of the Masonic Lodge expired last month. And I feel to thank God for it. How thankful I am to Him for sending me a warning that I was traveling on the wrong road. I do praise Him for His goodness and His love shown toward me, in calling me from among that people. I can see now very clearly that to continue with them would have been my downfall, as I must confess that my interest for the truth was growing cold. But thanks be to God, He did not let me go on with them without giving me warning through His servant. I cannot express my gratitude to Him for it. I can praise God with all my might, and then I cannot express my gratitude to Him for the love that He has shown me. N.D. Fockhead. D.F. 522a. This experience brought great confidence to the hearts of church members in Australia, and it was ever a source of encouragement and help to Mr. Fockhead. With the renewal of his first love and interest in the cause of God, he continued to serve the publishing house for many years, giving his time and strength and life to the spreading of the message. In the testimony that was read by Ellen White to Mr. Fockhead were recorded counsel and instruction of general application regarding the relation of Christians to organizations of the world. This was selected for publication and was issued at the time in Australia, and a little later in the United States, in a pamphlet under the title "Should Christians Be Members of Secret Societies?" C2SM, pages 121-140.